Welcome to Believe. My name is Nicholas Upchurch. Now, here's a special clip from our show in the category of world news.
And it reminds me, Claudia, of another story that came up, which was actually pretty interesting because Linkin Park is a rock band. So when I was growing up, in the 2000s, like the early 2000s, I guess I was in my early 20s. So they were quite popular. And there's also a singer called Chris Cornell. And he was in the 90s with Soundgarden and this grunge. So there was like Pearl Jam and Soundgarden. And then into the 2000s, he remained quite popular. He was in a band called Audioslave. And of course, he died. And then on his birthday, what would have been his birthday, Chester Bennington died as well.
Yeah.
And basically, Linkin Park, what was trending in on YouTube this week is their new video. So they have this new video.
Yeah, which is...
I'll pull it up, Nick, because
it's really interesting. It is beautiful. Yeah. It's a beautiful video.
Yeah, we can't, you know, because of copyright stuff, I won't play it because YouTube will flag it.
Okay.
You know, I'll just kind of start it here. But it's One More Light, the official video by Linkin Park. So it's got, I think this is like 7 million views. And it's a really nice song. And Throughout the song, you can see this is Chester Bennington. So he was one of the lead singers. And him and Chris Cornell were either best friends or really good friends. Yeah.
They were really best friends.
And so Chris Cornell, to me, was really an amazing, one of the best singers. And apparently they both committed suicide the same way.
Yeah, the same way.
Yeah, and this video was trending this week, and throughout the video, my review of the video is it's really cool. It's a softer song. It's not necessarily like a rock song, but it's a softer song, and the video really seems to go over portions of his life. It kind of highlighted like the good things in his life, and I just wanted to pay tribute to him, and this video, I think, was really cool. And also, I just think it's important to, you know, I've kind of felt that there were some facts about the way these guys passed that were a little bit interesting. And to me, it actually, to honor them, I think, to go over what may have happened is actually okay. And you know why? Because if it were one of somebody I knew, or you know, even if it's you, I think if something happened to you that people weren't aware of, even the possibility of it happening, I think it's actually, instead of not talking about it, I think somebody may want it to be talked about. It may be tough for the family. I've had a brother die, so I understand that it may be tough for the family if people are talking about, is something a conspiracy theory? But if we can just, I'm going to talk about some facts that are, in terms of the autopsy of specifically like Chris Cornell's death. And, you know, I think Chester Bennington, they're still sorting out what may have happened. But there's an article, you know, Chris Cornell died first. Mm-hmm. And again, one of the best singers of all time. There's this article here. Oh, go ahead, Claudia.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, Nick, that it's sad to see these things happen, when you look back at some of these lives that lived and gave so much.
That's right.
Because they gave so much with their music, their music, and we see that video, like you said.
And I'm sure a lot of people are going to look at that video, but you see this amount of people there with their candles lit, in honor of this human being
that gave his life to people, but then he took his life, you know, and it's sad to see that, but at the same time, you see how people do honor life, you know, and honor someone so creative and so enthusiastic at the time of giving of himself and his talents. You know, it's sad to hear that they took their own life. And like you said, something about the conspiracy, you also shared with me another video.
We're going to get into it. Yeah, I don't know that they took their lives. I mean, apparently they did, and maybe they did. But I'm not so sure about that. And I think it honors them, and it's a tribute from me, at least, for, you know, from this show, is to actually talk about it. Because if something happened to our family member, and it could have been different than what is being reported. And in fact, Chris Cornell died first. And again, I made it to like round two of American Idol.
Okay.
And one of the songs I sang in the second, and X Factor, but before the producers, because actually before you get to the show, you go through the stadium, and then there's more rounds off camera before you get on to the show, right?
Yeah.
So I did the 2007 American Idol in San Diego, and then X Factor in the first season of X Factor in the U.S., and the songs, Stone Temple Pilots was one, but then Billie Jean by Chris Cornell, which was like Michael Jackson's Billie Jean, and he redid that.
Gosh.
And it was really great. So it was one of my favorite, if not my favorite voice. And I mean, I don't know that I sounded like him, but I sang it pretty well. But obviously I have a different voice, and he's a professional and one of the best singers ever. So really one of my favorites of all time. So when this guy died, obviously people are really passionate, they're going to start looking into it. And his wife, his wife's, I believe her name is Vicky. Vicky. She said that she actually attributed it to a drug, meaning a prescription drug that he was taking for depression, that maybe it was more likely, some of the side effects of that drug were that it would more likely to lead to lead somebody to killing themselves. So even she was not 100%, she didn't think he would do that. Mm-hmm. He actually drove a rental car from, I think, Missouri to Detroit, which I'm from Michigan. So his last show was in my home state, in Michigan. I grew up outside of Detroit. I have friends that work in Detroit right now, and my dad worked there for many years. But anyway, it was just a coincidence, obviously. But he drove to Detroit in a rental car. So he was quite motivated to get to his show. It wasn't but that doesn't necessarily mean somebody couldn't kill themselves just because they make a big effort to go somewhere. People change moods very quickly, and things happen very quickly. But I showed this article on screen.
Mm-hmm.
That's Skype. Okay.
But you know what? Speaking on that issue about the prescription drugs and depression.
Sure.
Even in some of the commercials out there, that they put out for prescription drugs for depression, they even say in their commercials, and I've heard it, that it could also lead to suicide.
Oh yeah, I've seen it. Well, they list about a million things.
Yeah,
right?
A million things.
They continue
one of them
the
is
commercial
that.
On.
Exactly.
They continue the commercial on, and like 75% of the commercial is listing all the things.
All the
that
terrible
happen.
Things that can happen.
Right.
And supposed to take depression away. You know, you're thinking, how could you take a pill that's going to take the depression away, and then it could also make you take your life? It doesn't make sense. But
yeah, and there's a lot of good things the medicine can do, but there's definitely a lot of side effects. I mean, they have to admit them. And so it is definitely plausible that could have contributed to it. But so this article that I want to show finally, here we go.
It's from the Daily Mail, but it's basically...
A medical examiner in Michigan reviewed the autopsy... And that's Claudia. I printed it off for Claudia, but I popped it on myself.
And basically the guy's saying that he reviewed the autopsy report and he's not convinced that the rocker committed suicide.
He goes on to say that
It's out.
Yeah, there you go. He goes on to say that it could have been an accident. But if you really look at, and then, you know, it talks about how in this article that his wife was also not convinced in a way, or that she thought
that he committed suicide.
Yeah, or that she thought that basically the prescription drugs could have also sort of influenced him to do this, that or have been the reason that he wouldn't do this to his kids, obviously. And his daughter gave a great, people can Google his daughter's performance on, I think, the Today Show. I don't know how old his daughter is. I think she might be 17, but she sang, and you could actually hear his, you know, of course, it's his daughter, but you really can, her voice texture is quite similar to Chris Cornell's. But so my point is that other people are questioning as well, people that do this for a living. And when I pulled up the autopsy somewhere and I looked at it and people are talking about it, there were broken ribs as well.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. You know, when you find someone that has broken ribs, how could you assume a suicide? I mean, you can't break your ribs on your own. I mean, something had to happen besides that, you know?
They say it's CPR, but I don't know. I think there were
I've never heard that case.
Yeah, I guess CPR, you know, if you're pressing down. But again, I think it were like, I think it was like six ribs. So, I mean, that's some serious CPR.
Yeah. Some really strong, serious CPR.
It wasn't like one or two ribs. You know, it was six. And you know, so I want to play something from Joe Rogan. Joe Rogan and I, we have the same haircut. Actually, I ran ads to try to promote some of our videos to people, and Joe Rogan's fans seem to click on our videos just a little bit more. I don't know if it's because I have a shaved head or whatever.
Yeah.
But I like Joe Rogan. He's got a big audience. We don't necessarily agree on everything, but I really like Joe Rogan and I love his show. So I want to play
right now something.
If we can pull this up on
YouTube.
He's with Eddie Bravo here. Eddie Bravo's his friend and also an MMA guy, and he comes on the show a lot. So let's just listen in here.
Chris Cornell, him and his wife had a foundation. Him and Chester were best friends. The conspiracy theory, I don't know if it's true, but they were going to, they found out some shit.
Let's be respectful.
No.
Like, we don't know.
I don't know. I'm not naming any names. But you got to look into it.
This guy just died, man. I just don't think this is shit to speculate on.
That's why you should speculate it when you find out the connection. And the way they died, Chris Cornell had 9 broken ribs and a gash in the back of his head when he hung him. Yes. And they said the official story is from the CPR. He was already dead when they got there, and they break 9 ribs doing CPR. And there's a gash behind his head.
Behind his head when they cut him loose and he bangs his head off the ground.
And he's hanging off.
So Joe Rogan basically doesn't want to. He doesn't want to talk about it because he thinks it's not respectful. I do understand, and his show is huge. I mean, he's reaching hundreds of thousands, or actually, I think 1 million people per episode. And he's also in California. He's an entertainer himself. And I think that it's basically like people are going to hear about probably what is talked about on that show. And maybe he thinks it's disrespectful to the families and things like that. I've had a brother die. And if something happened to my brother, that might not be the official story. Just maybe. I think it would be actually the most respectful thing to look into it if people did, especially somebody that actually, as this Eddie Bravo, Joe's friend, goes on to say, he loves Chris Cornell. It's not because he...
wants to invent something.
Correct.
You know? He's not inventing something. He's actually... you know, saying, let's look into it, not just assume. Because a lot of things, because I've heard so many stories about singers, because maybe when they were young, and in this case, I found this information that Chester, when he was 11, you know, his parents divorced, and he was forced to live with his father, you know? And then he got into drugs and got into all these things. And so people right away assume, oh, he had an overdose, this... But they never really look into more beyond that, Nick.
Well, there's a lot of things like that. In fact, they talk about in this clip, we're going to continue. People get quote unquote suicided where, you know, I mean, this does happen. This does happen. It's not just in movies where CIA or different, maybe it's, or the people from Russia or different governments, not just the American government. But yeah, I mean, people get offed. I mean, that's just the way it is. I don't know that it happens as much. It doesn't mean it's happening all the time. It doesn't mean that every case of a death is a conspiracy or something, but it does actually happen. So let's go on and continue, because I think this clip is really, 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 really interesting.
It is.
Like one of those exercise rubber bands?
So you think someone killed him?
When you look at the evidence, you're like, holy shit, he looked like he was murdered. And then Chester, right before, Chester dies the same way. The exact same way.
Dude, let's not do this, man.
No.
I don't want to even do this. I don't even want to do this.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just looking into it because I love Chester. I love Chester. I love Linkin Park. Who got you into Linkin Park?
Okay,
I got you into Linkin Park.
I understand. I don't want to talk about conspiracy theories involving this guy's death, especially when he just died. It just seems so disrespectful.
He's one of my favorite singers of all time.
I understand, but if he really did just kill himself, like, it seems so disrespectful to speculate that he was murdered for because of some conspiracy theory. I don't know what the case is, but I don't even want to talk about it.
All right. All right.
But do you know what I'm saying?
That, you know what? I've said enough. I don't need to say no more. I don't want to get into trouble, but I'm just...
Okay.
I'm not trying to put anybody in jail. I'm just... I love Linkin Park. I love Chester. I love Chris Cornell. Are you kidding?
I understand.
Soundgarden?
I understand. I understand.
So I want to know.
I just feel like you should really know what the fuck you're talking about when you talk about people.
We were just talking about suicides. We were just talking about how people get suicided. We were just talking about the Haiti thing.
That's what that is, though.
We were just... When you look at what they were into that. They were into fighting that.
Okay.
And when you look at exactly how...
Also severely depressed. There was also a lot of...
So what Eddie Bravo's talking about, the guy with the hair, of course, Joe Rogan's the guy with no hair. Mm-hmm. Haiti, and what he's talking about is that, I mean, there were people close to different, I think, investigations regarding kids getting stolen and maybe sold into sex slavery from Haiti, which, you know, is not something that is unknown. Like, it's not a... There are kids that are sold into sex slavery. There is a child trafficking issue in the world. Yeah. It's not unknown. There are foundations set up. Chris Cornell had a foundation, and I believe his wife, to look into this. Chester Bennington, as you were talking about, Claudia, you know, I believe he talked about how he was molested when he was a child. And I saw one video where you put a picture of Chester Bennington and John Podesta's faces next to each other, and it looked quite similar. I don't know, and I don't know who Chester Bennington's dad. Chester Bennington's mom apparently did have a relationship with John Podesta. I don't know that it's his dad, and I don't know that John Podesta has anything... I do know there's some weird, we're going to talk about WikiLeaks later. There's some weird emails regarding John Podesta. And by the way, if John Podesta is into some crazy stuff, I want to send forgiveness to him right now. I don't know that he is or isn't. I wasn't there. I do know there's some weird ass emails and WikiLeaks regarding possible child sex slavery and all kinds of weird shit. And it doesn't have to do with a certain political party. They're both... All of humanity, to a point, is involved with some weird stuff. It's just to what degree we're all into weird stuff. I mean, hopefully we're all into legal, but we're all strange, period. Then you get into stuff that's like child sex slavery. I think most people would agree it's over the line, obviously. It's illegal and it's a big problem. It causes big problems with people and their development. I've known people that... Yeah. That have been messed with when they were little, and it affects them their whole life. But I don't want to sit there and say that we need to kill all those. Obviously, people need help, major help, and they need to not do that if they're into that. And then some people, if it were their kid, I mean, they're going to immediately think that those people need a lot worse than just they need help and they need to stop doing it. I mean, their initial reaction would probably be quite violent. If that was happening. So I don't know that John Podesta is into that. I don't have any proof. But there's a lot of weird circumstances, and there's a lot of things that were in WikiLeaks that got brushed over during the election, and they were in the news, and then this Pizzagate thing came out, and then it kind of got a little bit discredited. But there is, no matter if Pizzagate was real or not, there is a child sex slavery issue in the world. And so what they're talking about is sometimes people get a little bit vocal and they get quote unquote suicided, where they get killed and people make it look like a suicide. And that does happen. That has happened at some point, somewhere. I don't know that it happens in all cases. It may not have happened in the case of Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, but I'm not the first one to think, man, this is a little bit strange.
It's strange, especially because they died the same way, Nick. Yeah, that's what makes it a lot odd, you know, because no matter what, I mean, I can understand somebody, committing suicide and, right. You know, and maybe that's the way they committed suicide, because the first time that happened, you know, this case happened, you know, you didn't think anything about it, but when it happens again the same way, then you have to question it. You do
of course.
Have to question it.
Well, we're in a war against ourselves.
Yeah.
We're in a war against ourselves. People want to find a person or an entity I have one thing happen and then I get angry at something else because it's like a chain reaction. And it's actually, then that's just going to make me feel like crap. I mean, I almost did it today. I called airline. They weren't I booked a ticket, but it was online, but they can't find it in their system. I'm looking at a confirmation number. I mean, this is nothing compared to child sex slavery, and I'm even almost going crazy. And then Claudia, you know, with the air conditioning and people, you know, I mean, we're all not perfect, but what I mean is that it's just, if I let that, so what happens is our parents maybe are mean to us, whatever, we get older, and, you know, some people got so messed up maybe, or they have so many repressed feelings that they take it out maybe on kids apparently. And then some people, they get into these weird, you know, like fantasies, and they take it out that way, which is legal. Like, you know, they get, you know, they do this role playing and stuff like that, which is a lot better than actual sex slavery and with kids and all this stuff that is not going to help us out long term. And it's really, really crazy. So there's all kinds of, so what happens is I think people have the repressed feelings and then they get into groups, and especially maybe if it's high up in the government where these things are going on. I mean, the Speaker of the House, which was a Republican, was convicted of pedophilia within the past 10, 15 years. I don't know. I forget his name. People can look it up. And I think he was in prison like a couple years. And by the way, I think prisons, like maybe we should actually help people instead of just throwing away the key and putting them in a cage. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that that's actually helping us out long term. Mm-hmm. Which again, if it happens to your child or your family member, it's going to be harder for you to say that. You're going to want them to go into a cage, and probably your initial reaction is even going to be worse. I mean, even people not finding my airline reservation drives me a little crazy. So, I understand that it's easier said because I'm not directly connected to that, but we're all connected to these things. So these things have happened. We want to send forgiveness, but the war is against ourselves. It's not like we're going to kill all the pedophiles and then everything's going to be better, because we become what we hate. Mm-hmm. So let's continue on, because I really think that their analysis is kind of interesting.
Psychological shit going on.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't know why people kill themselves, period. You know, I don't know why.
But wouldn't you want to know
what they
was
do?
Some
right?
Serious. There was some fishy shit.
Yeah, maybe
shit.
I'll look into it.
There's some
maybe
fishy
I won't
shit.
Talk about it until whatever the fuck reality has been.
That's not that
crazy.
We were talking about trillions being missing.
Silly.
We're talking about all these crazy suicides. We're talking about all that. And then this is insane. This goes right with whatever we're talking
about. The dude just died.
This is when you should bring it up. Not later when everyone forgets about it.
I don't know any facts.
Yeah.
So when you're bringing it up like this, it sounds crazy.
Okay. All right. I get it. He probably did it himself.
he could have very well easily have done it himself. And the whole thing is just connecting him to some conspiracy without like a deep
because
understanding.
Because I care about him. Because I care about
without
him.
Without a deep understanding of the actual
I care about
facts.
Him. I care about him. You don't know how much.
I understand you do. I believe
you. Don't know how deep my understanding is.
I believe you.
Dude, you don't know how deep my understanding is. You have no idea.
I would assume that you weren't there when it happened.
No, but I've looked into it.
Well, I'd assume you don't know who was trying to kill him. I assume you weren't there. I'd assume that you don't know it as a fact.
I would assume you would trust me that I looked into it. And you
I'm sure
you would.
I'm sure you have, man. I'm sure you have. It just me personally, okay. I feel very sensitive
all
about
right.
that stuff.
I get
just,
no, I get it. I totally get it. Let's change the subject.
So basically just to wrap that up, I mean, yeah. Joe Rogan wants the facts. I get that. That's actually really good. I think it's okay to actually talk about in advance of knowing everything because I don't know that we're going to know everything. So I think it's actually okay to talk about as long as you say you don't know everything. I don't know everything that happened. I wasn't there. I wasn't there before. I don't have all the facts, but I do know that this does happen. Mm-hmm. It has happened before. And I do know that their foundation, Chris Cornell's foundation, was looking into child trafficking. I know Chester Bennington was molested, and the idea is maybe they were gonna drop some serious bombs on this issue, especially if there's a connection between John Podesta and Chester Bennington, because in WikiLeaks, which we're going to get into next, last year, there were a lot of strange emails about, you know, kids in the pool with, bring your, and some other emails, 50,000 hot dogs, all kinds of weird ass code words. And there's a lot of weird satanic references that are going on. And I don't know. That doesn't mean that somebody's guilty of pedophilia. I don't know if that is actually accurate, that basically that those were code words. But I do know the emails look strange and that people definitely wanted to minimize this story. And I think that that's a little strange. And I think that forgiveness is the only way out of this, even after these people are held responsible, because they are not the ones that are... It's a bigger issue. It's a reflection on us. It's not just about if a certain person is doing something wrong. Mm-hmm. It's actually everybody's responsibility. Just to say, they're crazy, I'm not. They're bad, I'm not. Well, maybe I'm not that crazy. I'm not that crazy. Mm-hmm. But I'm definitely not perfect. And maybe I don't commit crimes, but I've had strong negative energy. I don't take it out in that way. And I, you know, on kids and all kind in the government and controlling things and trying, you know, all kinds of satanic rituals. But I've had strong negative energy. And so it's a reflection on all of us if this is going on. And mm-hmm. something appears to be going on. So they say in the law of one, forgiveness stops the wheel of karma. And that you can go back and forth with, oh, they're wrong, I'm right. They're wrong, I'm right. And karma and sort of this back and forth game. But ultimately, I think that, as they mentioned in the Law of One, which is a text people can find online, which is kind of interesting. It's not a religious text. It's just, it was channeled by a lady in the Midwest. Listen, it could be all BS, but just take a look at it. If you want, read it. You actually have to read it. You can't just like look at it. In my opinion, it's easy to say things are BS without actually looking into it. But it might not resonate with you, but it might. The Law of One's there for free for everybody. But forgiveness can stop the wheel of karma. I need to do that better.
Yeah, I think it's so important what you're saying, Nick. And definitely there is a reason for things that happen. And maybe it's for us to pay more attention to what's going on around us. And when you see this video that you presented, that we couldn't show the music or anything... But when you see the people, how their expression of love and gratitude is so important that we look at more at those things. And because somebody took their lives, we also have to look more into some of these prescription drugs that the medical community or the doctors are prescribing, not only to musicians like this that have gone through a lot of things in their childhood And then they need this help, and then they're not really getting it. And if this happened through this, is also, you know, something to look at.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, so.
No, I agree. I think also you've been really strong, Claudia, with health. I mean, you've looked into a lot of these things about natural remedies.
Yeah.
There are, and I've talked about the Rife machine, which is healing with frequencies, a Dr. Royal Rife, and then Dr. Hulda Clark, which was a woman who also looked into frequencies being connected. So basically, you send a frequency, you can, we're all frequencies. This is not.
Vibration, we are energy.
And exactly. And there's a lot of work in that area. And actually, there's a study I saw where they are curing cancer with frequency treatment in the UK. So it's basically a Rife machine, which basically they took these machines out of doctors' offices in the 30s. Dr. Royal Rife went to USC in California. These machines were being used all over in doctors' offices. All of a sudden, they got taken out. He basically kind of got maligned and kind of pushed to the side, and probably, I don't know that he got killed, but it was definitely, they interrogated him. And, you know, there's a lot of good people that get screwed around with, like Martin Luther King, and, you know, people get kind of shafted sometimes. And they're Tesla, same thing. His lab got burned down, and he ended up, like, in a hotel room by himself. So those people are heroes. There's and you know, doctors are good people too, but there's definitely more going on, and we can also send forgiveness that way and continue to support these things. The spooky2.com, spooky2.com. You can actually buy a Rife machine. They'll ship it to you, and there's a Facebook group and everything else. I don't know if it's going to do anything for you. Just if you want, just buy it. It's a couple $100. That's the least expensive one I've found. But it's something to at least look into, because these alternatives are really, really
they can
worth
help.
Looking into.
They can help. Right. They can help. All of us get stressed. All of us. It's like Nick mentioned, you know, he got stressed with the airline situation. I got stressed with my air conditioner. And there's alternatives, especially for people that don't have to go and get the pill that the doctor gives you. First, check out the natural things, you know. You know, lemon balm, which you can get in a Whole Foods store, it can calm your nerves. Just, you know, and that's it. And it can put you down. And, you know, like a Dr. Oz said, you know.
That's right.
You know, you can use that, and it's natural and it's not addictive. So anyway,
I agree. No, I agree. In fact, I mentioned American Idol. I went back and I was terrible. And it's along the lines of this story. And then we'll talk about WikiLeaks. But basically, I went back. I did horrible on my second audition, the first for American Idol. Like I cracked my voice. I was nervous. And
I need to listen to you sing one of these.
Yeah, maybe we will. We actually put ads out for guitarists and all this stuff. Yeah. We might actually do covers on this show. But like the bottom line is in 2007, I did terrible. So fast forward a few years and I take supplements every day. We're actually probably going to sell them. We're talking to a guy. We're going to sell them in our store. We're working on a store right now. It's almost done. We're going to sell natural health products. And there's a lot of things that, you know, Claudia is passionate about. But basically, I went back to this audition for X Factor years later, and I took like valerian root. It reminded me when you said about something relaxing. Valerian root and Calmunat, which was like a GNC brand. Uh-huh. And I sang like I still got cut on the second round for X Factor, because I don't think they were into rock. Like, nobody was really, it was like pop. Rock was not as popular, like, in 2012. I mean, it kind of has lost some popularity. But basically, I finally sang like I could when I'm by myself, like, not nervous. And it was, you mentioned something to calm your nerves. Because of supplements.
Yeah.
Valerian root. Yeah. So a lot of these things are really, really worth looking into, I would agree. And instead of just prescription drugs, it's all about money. And we understand that. We all have to make money. So like I've said in previous episodes, we can send forgiveness. We can send our understanding. But hopefully, maybe we'll work on free energy and we can make money only to trade. If we could actually get going with free energy. And we're actually trying to do that, not just talking about it. So I don't know. We're going to check in with Gabriella and see what they've done this week. She's going to send us updates. We're going to make it open source, but we're really excited about that.